Hello, people. My name is Mo Better, and I'm the host of the Ear Candy Podcast. We have a special guest with us today. IQ, the poet, has graced the podcast with his presence. IQ, why don't you introduce yourself?
What's up? This is IQ, spoken word, literary professional, as I like to call myself. How you doing tonight, Mr. Mo?
I'm doing all right, man. Listen, you know, I just want to tell everybody the on our website, earcandy.com, the piece that's written on the About Us page is one of Kevin's amazing creations, as I like to say. You're very prolific, and you write a lot. I know you carry a notebook, right?
Always got to carry a notebook with you.
How long you been doing that? How long you been writing?
I've been writing since I was like second grade. I've been writing.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. It's just something, you know. One day I came up with an idea, just started writing it down, and I like the way it sounds. Oddly enough, the first poem that I ever really wrote was for a female, and so that's how I kind of got started. She happened to like it.
True. That's some good motivation right there.
So once she liked it, I kind of just ran with it, and it just developed over that.
But did you get the girl?
Yeah, actually, the poem worked.
Oh, so, that's good.
So, you know, it's always a blessing when it works. So.
That's great. Your art works, man. I like it. I really like that piece. I want to read it to everybody. Or I don't know if you might want to do it. Maybe you can do it. A few things to mention.
Oh, a few things to mention. Oh,
yeah.
I don't even have that anymore. Actually, the one that's posted on there, I think, is the original one, and I don't even know what I did with the original of that.
Well, I'm glad we still have it, because otherwise it would be lost. Well, let me read it to the folks, because I think it's just amazing.
All right.
And it starts, I hope I do it justice, but it starts like this. We are creative, innovative, and dedicated to the craft we've mastered, able to take life's disasters and put them into paragraphs that capture all the tears and laughter, joy, pain, and love, chased after the things we regret, the morals society forgets. We take it all in, blend in deep thought and opinion, and the outcome is all heart. We specialize in the art to verbalize the dreams we personalize. It seems we can't disguise the need to satisfy this burning we have inside when the ink matches what we think. A writer's harmony, this is life at its realest. So to all my fellow wordsmiths, verbalists, verbal herbalists who get high off the spoken wordiness, the poets, the writers, the pencil pushing all-nighters, this one is for you. That's it. I love it. There's so many different ways that you could like express it, depending on like what your mood is too. It's like, and that's what I like about some of your work. I mean, your work is really, you got a lot of stuff. I know you got a notebook. How many pieces do you think you have in there?
Wow, man, I got it was funny because I was just talking to Raymond about this yesterday, and he was asking me how much I think I had, and I said, I don't know. Because he said, do I think I'm ready for it? When we get ready to do it next show, does he think I'm ready? Do I think I'm ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, probably not. I probably got to come up with some more stuff. And he said, well, you probably got like 150, 200 poems with you. And I'm probably close to that right now.
Wow.
But, you know, when you're an artist, you know, some things you like, some things you don't like. You know, an artist is always his own worst critic. So some of the stuff in there that I have, you know, might not be for certain people. I want to make sure that when I do something for people, that they can understand exactly what the impetus that I was writing it for. So a lot of stuff I have is a little abstract and might need some explaining. And I don't necessarily want to take up time in the show to explain this is how I came up with this concept. I want to be able to go in there and, you know, kind of say it and have people feel it and understand it based off me speaking it to. So
do you have any? Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I probably got like close to 200 poems right now.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Are you ever looking to publish them?
Yeah, I'm looking at those, putting something together. I haven't really thought about, you know, how I want to go about doing it just yet. So it's still in its infancy right now, how I want to do it, but I'm definitely looking to publish these things, definitely.
So how long you been performing? Tell me a little bit about your performing. What kind of performing do you do? Do you perform out there on the circuit?
I perform. I'm kind of low key with it, but you know, I've been doing a little bit more and more. I first started performing. It was probably last year. I finally got started last year during the winter time, and a friend of mine at work. She saw me in the cafeteria one day, and I was writing. She said, "What you doing?" I said, "Well, I write poetry." And she was like, "Oh, well, you know, I bartend at this spot, and they be doing spoken word." And she's like, "You might want to come through and, you know, and spit a little bit." And I was like, "Well, I don't know. I don't usually do that for people. I kind of just write for me." And she was like, "Well, at least just come through and check it out." And so I was like, I gave it some thought, and I said, "Well, I might want to go see if I, you know, I can get on and probably do something with it." So I told her I'd come through one night, and I went through there. It was a cool atmosphere, you know. It was real laid back. People were drinking, sipping on some wine and everything like that. It was real cool.
Were you nervous?
I was nervous because that was the first time I ever did that, got up in front of people and spit something that was original, you know. So I didn't know how they was going to receive it. So I was a little nervous, you know, but I went up there and I did my thing, and you know, surprising people really actually kind of dug it. So I started becoming a regular over there, and so it was kind of cool because, you know, this is the first I actually have like a nickname now. I go by IQ, and you know, I was going in there, and people were like, "Oh, what's up, IQ?" And I'm looking up, I'm like, "Oh, that's me."
Yeah, I got a record.
So it's kind of cool to get recognized like that a little bit. So, I started enjoying it, but unfortunately the place kind of shut down for a little while, so I started going to places out in Philly and hitting the scenes up there, and I started doing really well, so I really enjoy it now.
That's good. So you thinking of making this a professional career?
Oh, man. I
guess you're semi-pro right now, I guess.
Well, semi. I'm doing baby steps right now. If I could do this for the rest of my life, That would be really a blessing, because, you know, they always say that you should find a career, something that you could wake up in the morning and know and feel happy and blessed that this is something you want to do. And I would feel honored if I can do this the rest of my life. I'm not looking to turn it into that, but if it should happen to go, if that's the path I'm put on, I'm not going to turn it down. So I'm going to leave that option open. If God sees it, that that's a path for me to go down, I'm going to definitely embrace it.
That's awesome. So I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, the stuff you come up with for the next show, which is going to be August 4th, Cafe Arabica. If you need directions, check out our website, earcandy.com. That's ear, candy with a K, and two E's at the end. So Kevin, do you have like a favorite piece of yours that... you know, that you can always go back to and maybe even look at it with, you know, new eyes once in a while? I mean, do you have anything like that?
Wow, do I have a favorite piece? I got so many that I actually love, and I go back and I read over it and I try to think about, well, maybe I should redo it, and I'm like, well, nah, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it the way it is, because that's how it came out in that moment. And so... I kind of like, there's some ones I like, you know, some ones I go back and I'm like, well, what the hell was I thinking about when I wrote that? And so right now I happen to like this one I wrote called Affected. And it's basically talking about how, you know, you meet somebody and you know, when things, and they affect you in certain ways that you never thought they was going to affect you. You know what I'm saying? They kind of push the envelope of how you feel when you start thinking about them and things like that. So that's how I came up with that concept. And I'm really kind of feeling it because I felt myself transforming the type of artist I wanted to become. I'm starting to be a little bit more abstract, but at the same time real creative with my metaphors. And I really, really like this one that I did, Affected. So that's probably my favorite right now.
Is there anything that you'd like to share with the audience?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to share to Affect It. I would love to share that one.
Excellent. Well, why don't you go ahead and do your thing?
All right. All my peoples out there, this is an original work. I call it Affect It. Being subject to influence, they get into it. moved, touched, and melted as if they'd been through it. Not aware, with closed eyes, is how they stare. Just an illusion is what seems to appear. They reach out to partake in an embrace, but they simply have no idea. Which means she's already entered the bloodstream, and like a drug fiend, you become addicted to her morphine. And suddenly, the height of satellite seems parallel to eyesight. What constellations so close you can actually repaint the cosmos, trace the stars, play a game of marbles with Venus and Mars. Who would want to come back down when you can feel her in high definition like surround sound? They'll gladly defy gravity, travel astrodynamically, mind high where the planets be, wandering aimlessly through her galaxy. Just the scent of her lotus flower will reduce your power from liquid to powder, and she'll blow you away. Without trying or effort, just factual, all natural. No architect can sketch, yet skeptics trip up steps in an attempt to net what heaven sent. But she's not checkers, she is chess. She is the desire that hungry lips aspire to confess. She is the wetness that a kiss leaves that waters your garden of intrigue. Indeed, your perception will certainly change direction. Up is down, south is west, regardless of navigational GPS, you find yourself amazed the way she lights up your spirit ablaze. Kinda like Sahara walking in a haze for days during a summer solstice. And I know this because I'm supposed to know this. 'Tis my purpose for me to be. And I can speak on what they feel because of the way she's affected me.
Wow. Now, where did the inspiration for that come from?
Man, I was crazy. I was sitting at work. And all of a sudden, the title is what came to me. I started thinking of affected. And I started thinking about it, affected. What does it mean to be affected? And I had to stop what I was doing. I had to get a dictionary and look it up. And that's how it came up, because the definition is being subject to influence. And that's how I came up with the first line of being subject to influence, to get into it. When you're affected by something and it influences you, it changes you. And so I try to apply that, when you meet somebody or when somebody comes into your life, in what way do they affect you? How do they change you? How do you think differently? So
That's deep. That's a very deep message. Now, one thing I like about you is that you have a message.
Always.
What is your overall message to the people? And I think a lot of us in here, Candy, most of us share that vision, but can you articulate for our listeners? By the way, we have about 176 listeners now worldwide.
That's what's up.
hoping to build that up in the coming weeks before the show. But can you share with us, in your mind, if you had that one message that you can say, that one short message that you can share with the world right now, what would that message be?
Wow.
And that it would be the message that you also work on expressing through your music and your art and the being that you are. And I could probably articulate it, having been around you. But I want to hear, let's hear, what does Kevin believe in, and what is he trying to accomplish with his art?
Well, for the longest time, I just wrote for my own personal, it was for my own personal pleasure. It's for... or to convey how I felt towards somebody else. I wrote a lot of poetry was for females in my life, or when I was in relationships and things like that. And before I started doing, getting really, really serious doing spoken word, I wanted a name for myself. I like Kevin. I like my own name. A lot of people like to use their own name, but I wanted a name for myself to differentiate, Kevin, going to work, going to school or whatever, business Kevin with spoken word, because I think at times I'm two totally different people. So I happened to sit down. I wanted to think about all the types of things that I think about on a daily basis, things that, influence me, the type of persona that I wanted to project out to the people, but also something that described who I was. And one of the things that I find, it could be a gift and a curse, is that I have a tendency to think and sometimes overthink situations. I've been told that by a lot of friends, that, I think too much. I need to stop thinking.
I can relate. I've been told the same thing.
So, and that's how I came up with IQ, because everything I try to do, I try to do it, you know, I try to apply an intellectual aspect of it. I want to think intelligently. I want people to think outside the box. I want people to use their minds creatively, spiritually, in all different types of ways. So when you hear something from IQ, I want you, it's to help you to think about things in a different way. It's to stimulate your mind. So that's basically my overall message. I want to stimulate your mind.
Thank you for sharing that, man.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Now, let me ask you, tell me about your origins. Are you from the South? Are you, you know, you're a, and I want to tell the ladies right now, we're going to talk about, are you single?
No, I'm currently not single.
He's currently not single, ladies. Stop calling. Tell me about your parents, your family. Like, are they, you know, how are they, you know, where are your origins coming from? Maybe some of your culture, your cultural sort of background and makeup, and how does your family affect your art?
I'm originally born in New York City, out of Brooklyn, New York. Also lived in Queens for a while. Moved to Jersey, and that's where I went to high school and everything like that. My parents, my mom is from the West Indies. She's from Trinidad. My father is from Barbados, also in the West Indies.
Big up to the West Indies. Big up, big up.
Yeah. And my grandmother is from Venezuela.
Oh, really?
Venezuela. Yeah, so I got a little bit of everything.
You got you got some Boricua, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I love the mommies. Love the mommies.
But he's single, mommies, so stop calling, mommies. He's not available.
So I got a little bit of everything. I would say a lot of my sensitivity and a lot of my my thinking about other people, that's definitely straight from my mother. She's always looking out for other people, always trying to do, you know, the best thing for others, always willing to help somebody. And I especially that a lot of my more romantic poetry and everything like that comes from her. On the other hand, my father, he's very analytical, very logical, very thinking-oriented. So I know I get a lot of that rational, more analytical poetry, make you think, you know, and raise consciousness poetry. I know I get a lot of that from him. Mm. So it's an interesting blend that comes through, you know, because I try to speak from both aspects at the same time.
Good balance. Balance is always good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, do you have some people that you like working with, creating with? Is there a group of folks that you hang out with that, you know, that you vibe with and stuff, doing some spoken word stuff, creating, you know, maybe you do that? Do you have a group to hang out with?
Well, other than, you know, my Ear Candy family.
Right, right. Yeah, we want to know who else is getting our Kevin time.
That's interesting. Actually, my girl Love, that, you know, was at the first Ear Candy show, right?
In Philly, yeah. What is her website?
Yeah. Her website is, I have to get that. So I think it's www.love.
Project, right? Project Love.
Yeah, projectlove.com. That's exactly what
that's
it is.
That's it, Project Love. Big up to projectlove.com. It's a good,
Big
website.
Big up to Love and what she's doing and everything like that out of Jersey.
Now, she performed at the first Ear Candy show, and thanks to you for bringing her.
Oh, no problem. I had to put her on after, you know, all the love she showed us.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her performance. I would love to see her again. Do you think she might be on the show the next show?
Oh, I definitely want to ask her because I know she's been in sabbatical for a little bit. I haven't heard too much about her, what she's been doing. I hope everything's cool with her, but I know she said she was taking a little bit of a sabbatical, I guess, to try to get herself together before she starts up real hard again with doing the spoken word things and everything like that. But I worked with her, and it was interesting. The first time I ever did something with her, it was the first time I actually went to one of her venues. She did this poem about, you know, she said it wasn't a male bashing poem, but it was mostly a poem, you know, about a strong woman basically telling a man, there's nothing really you can do for me because, you know, if you're broke or if you're not educated and blah, 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 you know, you clearly can't, you know, step on my level. And she was saying, you know, how people, you know, some guys take it the wrong way but they don't ever have a response. And it was just having to be funny because I wrote something a while ago.
I remember that piece.
Yeah, I wrote something a while ago. It wasn't necessarily, you know, in comment to what she was saying, but I thought it kind of fit. And so I had to tell her I had a response, and so I got up and spit that. And it went really, really, the crowd went crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And ever since then, you know, every time, you know, we meet up at a different venue, she, you know, we try to, you know, do that because it's a good one, too. You know what I'm saying? So we did that about two or three times, and it worked out real well. Worked out real well.
So you think we could have that on a podcast?
Oh, yeah, I think we can do that. I think we can arrange that.
All right, well, set it up, man.
I'll definitely set that up. I'll definitely give her a call and send her an email, let her know.
So when you say, go ahead. Yeah, definitely let her know because, I mean, let's have this on a podcast. This is some good material. This is rich, cultural, educational stuff. It's bringing out this message. It's bringing out this beautiful collaboration. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that, hearing it. No video.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So tell me about the first show, and you know, when you look back, what are your thoughts on the first show? And the show happened September 3rd, 2005. What were your thoughts? How we did this, and you know, where we go from there.
I was absolutely blown away by the first show. Absolutely blown away. It exceeded the expectations that I had, and I had high expectations for it, and it went well above that. I thought everybody that participated did excellent. I thought everybody that was there had a good time. Overall, it went over much better than anyone can ever have hoped for. I even thought, I mean, we came together as a group and we really displayed the type of talent that was in, you know, the Morristown and Morris County area. And so I thought that was a blessing. Really did think that was a blessing.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Can you tell me a little bit about the Philly scene?
The Philly scene is very rich with spoken word artists. Some of the venues that I've been through, I've heard some real, real prolific writers. Real prolific writers. A lot of people would have a lot of things to say. Actually, you know, Chris, he was telling me that if we're ever in need to come out there and do a show, he's got somebody already linked up that said we can come through and do a show at any time.
Yeah, I actually talked to Chris about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we got people out here asking already, they've been asking for the past year when we're coming out there to do a show because they heard so many good things about Chris, what Chris was telling them that we were doing, that they really wanted to have a show out here. And I think it would go over really well because Philly is very rich, they're very, very cultural, very, very into the whole spoken word scene and everything like that. So, and plus they have a plethora of talent out here, and it's a lot of untapped talent. A lot of people that you might not necessarily think, you know, write or whatever. The spot I've been going to out in Philly, Najee's Loft. A lot of talented people come through there. A lot of talented people come through there.
Wow.
So the scene is blowing up. It's really, really blowing up. Philly got a lot of talent out here. It's a lot of talent.
We got to see how we can get in there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely think there's a way to get in there. Definitely think.
Now, do you work as well? Like, is your job any way related in to what, you know, to your art?
Unfortunately, no. Well, I work in insurance right now, so.
Oh, yeah, really, insurance guys.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for them.
So the only good thing that comes that I can say where the two blend is a lot of times that's where I get a lot of the inspiration that I have is when I'm at work. And I don't know why, I don't know where it comes from. A lot of times it just comes out of nowhere. But I have to stop what I'm doing and start writing. So a good percentage of the poems that I'm writing now take place at work. And I try to sit down at home and write, but for some reason it just doesn't come out when I'm at home. But when I'm at work, that's when it comes. That's when the inspiration hits me. So I guess that's the good thing about work.
That's the good thing about work. Most people, when they're at work, they're not thinking about work too much.
I know.
But it's good that whatever you're thinking is actually, you know, inspired poetry and word. I think it's great. Are you going to be writing some stuff for the website soon?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely, some of the stuff that I have right now, I would like to see if I can, we can get it up on there. Also, I'm going to be writing some, I have a lot of things in my mind that I have yet to put on paper. So, I definitely want to put one on there called Pull Your Pants Up. Basically, that design is more conscious, more directed at, you know, young men and looking at them and how they, you know, they don't want to wear their pants on their hips with a belt. And they think, you know, just because it's a fad, that it's actually the cool thing to do, but it's actually perpetuating the stereotype of how young black men are supposed to look. And if you look a certain way, you're going to get treated a certain way. So I'd like to put that on there, you know, just to raise some consciousness to the young adults that we don't have to look that way. You don't have to look like that in order to be cool. You don't have to.
And that's probably why we have a dress code.
Yeah,
shows.
Exactly.
Just exactly. To, you know, it's just that for the respect of it all.
Exactly.
You want to come to a nice evening and you want to be entertained by some prolific artists in a relaxed environment. You want to look presentable.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So are you? Do you know? Have you like brought any young kids into the business at all?
I'm working with my man right now, who I used to work with at my last job. He actually he put me on one of his albums that he did, doing some spoken word. He actually does some spoken word, a little bit of spoken word. He's more into hip hop, and he rhymes. But he did do some spoken word that I thought was real hot, real hot. So I told him that, you know, I actually would like to do some collabs with him as well. But I wanted to talk, you know, when we now that we got everything rolling with the next date. I was thinking about maybe putting him on and letting him shine on a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he can do a rhyme, maybe he can do a spoken word piece also. So just wanted to give a shout out to my man, MC. If you get this podcast, MC, I'm putting you on, baby, like I said I would.
All right. Well, we'll have to see him. Looking forward to hearing from the young brother. IQ, I want to thank you for coming on to the podcast. As a matter of fact, everyone, I just want you to know the podcast was IQ's idea. he came up with this idea a while back, and we've just been able to make it happen. So thank you for that insight.
And,
thank you so much. And then the other thing is, our show is going to be August 4th at Cafe Arabica. You can go to their website, which is cafearabicanj.com. That's ARABICA. So check out the website for directions, or you can go to our website, earcandy.com. That's candy with a K-A-N-D-E-E .com. We have a message board, so go on there, post some topics. We have an email list, so make sure you go on there. And obviously the podcast, subscribe and listen and get the latest news about Ear Candy. IQ, thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, no doubt, man, no doubt.
And thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing to the show, everyone out there. This is Mo Better, your host. You've been listening to the Ear Candy Podcast. Good night.